This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
To a certain extent, I thought for the most part we controlled the game pretty well. Tough place to come. They're a big, strong team. They kind of sit deep and make it difficult for you, which, you know, you kind of know you're going to have to be, fairly sort of calm in your approach and also really disciplined, because, you know, they're always a threat in counter-attacks. And I think for the most part we handled that really well. We obviously conceded from a set piece, but, you know, we still handled the rest of the set pieces really well. Again, they were a big side and some good delivery, which I thought we coped with well. I thought we coped with their counter-attacks fairly well. Just probably for us, their front third, again, just lacked a little bit of clarity of thought and decision-making. I just thought we got in some really good areas and could have got some much better outcomes. And, I think, you know, our general play was really good. I was really happy with. Carrying a knock. If he was carrying a knock, he wouldn't be playing, so he's fine there.
What did you make of his performance?
Yeah, I thought Matters was really good. I thought he, especially when he sort of got in that final third, and again, I thought, you know, he played some really clever passes that we just didn't kind of capitalise on different times. And I think for all the guys sort of in that front third area, because not just the attacking players, our fullbacks, we get them to some really good areas. It's just about trying to show them that, you know, they don't need to be so rushed in their decision making, and we'll get better outcomes.
Why do you think the clarity of thought you mentioned before wasn't there?
Because they're human beings, mate. It's just football, you know. It's I'd love to have a joystick and put them where I want them, mate, but it doesn't work that way. And our role is to try and help them through that. It's not easy. Again, when you're facing a team like West Ham, like I said, physically they're a big side. They sit deep, so it feels constricting anyway. But I just think at times we've got some better, some more time in there than we think. I thought we scored a great goal, but there was also a couple of other times where the ball's flashed across the box where we really should have been in those areas. So, yeah, they're the things we're working on to hopefully help the guys in that front third.
How can you help with that? Do you need maybe more senior players to show that they can take a bit more time and not?
No, it's not about seniority or, you know, it's just about sort of development. I mean, it's, you know, it's all part of this. That's why we have coaches and that's why we develop a system, you know. If from my perspective, you know, the players are showing a real willingness to learn and you know, I thought tonight in a really difficult game against a difficult opponent, I thought we actually showed some real maturity in the way we played our football. But, you know, we're not the finished product. We know that, and we'll just keep working at it.
Do you see it as a point game?
I don't know. I just don't think about it. I just think, you know, I'm always looking, is it progress for us as a team? Is that a performance tonight that shows we're developing? And I thought it was. We certainly handled it better than, say, we did at Fulham a few weeks back, where similar type of game, we just didn't handle well at all. I just thought tonight, you know, especially in our general play and our build-up, And our organisation, I thought Biss was outstanding tonight, Bissouma, and the back four handled what was, you know, you look at their front four and they'll cause any team problems. I just thought there was a better sort of, you know, structural maturity in our game tonight than, say, you know, like I said, against Fulham. So for me, that's progress. Obviously, you want to win games of football. That's the ultimate measure. But I think there was enough there tonight for me to say, well, OK, that's the team still sort of heading in the right direction.
OK, thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.